The Sonoran Desert is 100,000 square miles of punishing terrain stretching from northwestern Mexico into Arizona and California. Since 1994, it has been the graveyard of thousands of migrants making their way into the United States. The exact number of casualties may never be known. A 16-by-9-foot quilted map of the desert hangs in the Amplify Arts generator space to commemorate some of the deaths. 3,200 handwritten toe tags, the kind used in morgues, are pinned to the quilt's surface, each in the spot where a migrant's remains were found. The layers of hundreds of tags give the map a three-dimensional quality. Some tags list the victim's name and age and cause of death, but more than 1,000 represent someone whose remains couldn't be identified. The quilt is part of Hostile Terrain 94, a global and participatory art project documenting the human cost of immigration policy. HT 94 Nebraska is one of 130 installation partners across 16 countries.
In the last 6 years, more than 3,600 people have died crossing the borders in the Americas. That is a minimum. We don't know the exact complete count.
This is Christian Doña Riveco, a sociology professor at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. He spoke at a virtual panel on November 5th over migration and borders. Doña Riveco is also the director of the UNO Office of Latino and Latin American Studies, also known as OYAS, which partnered with Amplify Arts to bring HT 94 to Omaha. Hostile Terrain 94 is a product of the Undocumented Migration Project, an anthropological research project directed by UCLA professor Jason De Leon. HT94's name refers to a series of policies enacted under the Clinton administration in 1994, known as Prevention Through Deterrence. These policies involved making it more difficult for migrants to cross into the United States through more forgiving regions like urban areas. The idea being that if the journey is difficult enough, potential crossers won't attempt it. The Nebraska iteration of HT94 started in September at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. An organizing committee of three faculty decided that, unlike other HT94 partners, they wanted their installation to be mobile, to not just be seen in one town or one location on campus. A quilt seemed like the perfect solution. Not only would it be relatively easy to transport, the immigrant story could be represented in the fabric.
The lines of gold stitching, those are long parallel lines and they're done with gold thread. And the gold is a reference to corn, which we're the Cornhusker state. Also, maize is a staple of the diet of many peoples in the Latin American regions.
This is Jonathan Gregory. Gregory constructed the quilt for HT94, and he, along with anthropology professors Claire Nicholas and Effie Athanasopoulos, headed the HT94 organizing committee in Lincoln. Each HT94 hosting partner receives a kit containing information about each victim, blank toe tags, and instructions to involve as many people as possible in preparing them for display. HT94 Nebraska enlisted 300 volunteers to participate in a series of witnessing and remembrance workshops, in which the volunteers gathered to inscribe tags in small groups and reflect on the humanity of those who had lost their lives. UNL graduate student Adria Sanchez-Chaidez managed HT94 Nebraska's social media accounts and helped develop the project's design concept.
I think that's part of why the workshops are such an important aspect of Hostile Terrain 94. You know, half of the process is actually those witnessing and remembrance, taking stock in what is really happening to each individual person.
It's no coincidence that HT94 kicked off during election season. Organizer Effie Athanasopoulos says HT94 Nebraska reminds people that immigration-related human rights crises existed long before Trump was in office.
Very few people know about all these deaths that are happening in the Sonora Desert. And they hear about the separation of families, which is a first, and it's really disturbing. But nevertheless, very few people know that thousands of people have died crossing the Sonoran Desert. And when they come to realize it, they are numb.
Project director Jason De Leon says that even though a new president will be in the White House come January, it won't be a panacea.
Everybody's hands are dirty. You know, I'm not interested in emphasizing like the virtual border wall, which a lot of Democrats had been coming out and saying that was a good alternative to Trump's, you know, physical wall. Well, the virtual wall, that is responsible for all of these thousands of deaths. And so, I mean, parts of the system cannot, as far as I'm concerned, cannot be reformed. They're so broken. And so they have to be completely demolished and then rebuilt. So I think there's a lot of work to be done.
For Omaha Public Radio, I'm Courtney Bierman.